Let's talk about Devon Kennard and his growth from the time you got him in here to where he is now and what you've seen.
Well, you know, early in training camp, I saw a lot of good things out of him. And unfortunately, he got a hamstring, which set him back a few weeks. And now that he's healthy, he's contributing on special teams. And last week was able to go into the game and did some good things. It was good to see him get out and get some game experience, because that is invaluable for a young linebacker. And he was able to go in and perform, and he did his job. And you know, those are the things that you're looking for, and you can always help him keep growing as a linebacker. And the other guys love him, and he's got a great personality, and he wants to be great. To me, that's what you want, and I think we'll see some really good things out of him. He's what you want.
Where do you want to see him grow the most over the course of the next few weeks?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest things that he has to learn is the pace of the game, know who he's playing against, the type of runner, the type of passing game. So those are things I think more experience will help him. And make him more aware. You know, some of the older guys, they've been in the game, they've been in those situations, and now it's his turn. You know, and they'll help him grow because they're all good guys. They all want to see him succeed.
Swinging over now to Jaquan, he looks like he's taken a step forward, but the consistency might not always be there. I mean, what have you seen from him?
To me, Jaquan has taken a giant step forward because he's a three-down player now, and he's very effective, both first down, second down, and third down. And to me, he wants to be as good as he can be and play every down. And that was his big goal going into the season. As he told me, he says, "Coach, I want to play every down. I want to be out there every down. I just don't want to be a nickel linebacker, a third down linebacker. I want to play every down." And he's worked hard at studying the run game on first and second down, and has done a good job.
Everybody can do something better. What can he do better, in your opinion?
You know, I think all of them as a group, you know, just in terms of the anticipation of certain types of runs and getting there ahead of time. You know, I think all of them can do that, and you're always striving to do that. And so those are some things as a group that we're looking for as a group, is to play the run better, because as you know, in this league, if you can't stop the run, you're going to have a hard time. And so that's something that we're always striving to do.
Jim, in spite of the versatility and the smartness of your linebacking core, what's the dynamic like, not knowing what Beeson's status is going to be almost every week?
Well, you know, the one thing I've learned in this league is, you know, every week's going to be different. It's a physical game, and there's going to be guys down, and everybody has roles. Everybody has positions that they have to back up at, and, you know, it's like the game on Sunday. You know, after the 17th play, he came out, and the guys went right in. They knew who was subbing, where we were going, what was up, and to all the different personnel groups that we had, and you know, we talk about those things in the week, you know, and unfortunately, you can't give everybody reps at the positions they're going to play or back up at. And, you know, you got to trust that they're watching and they're learning and they're listening in film sessions. And when they go in, they're performing at the level that position needs to perform at. And to me, that's the number one thing.